My church, she seems quite nice. She dresses very well, but looks very expensive. Now, I'm also working, and I must say I'm comfortable. I don't drive a car yet, and I'm working hard to get one. How do I approach such a lady who seems very prim and proper? I need advice. Let me bring some of the messages in here. Marion says, wait, when you think you are ready to approach her, then you do, because you are judging her based on outward appearance. So wait till you match her energy. Boy, bye. One of my friends called Kay says, Chale, your wife is in nursery learning and you are here chasing after corporate girls in your church. Do you know how she maintains herself? Drink Asana and sleep, bro. Oh, wow. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Who am I speaking with, please?
For one or two reasons, I would like to hold my name.
Ajay, Asemaba.
I'm actually an ardent listener of yours.
Yes.
The guy situation is actually one that should best tell the kind of lady he is going to approach.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us would have wished to be in his position.
Mm-hmm.
To approach a lady in your state where you are not up to that standard.
Mm-hmm.
If the lady likes you, he shouldn't look at your current state. And he should have that confidence to approach this lady he is admiring. One, who is he looking up to? If he wants to get a car because of the lady, then he is making it a wrong decision.
Mm-hmm.
He should be able to approach this lady kindly in his current state. If the lady is in tune with him, fine, not based on his car. Some of us would have wished to be in his state to approach because we have cars. We are even afraid when you are approaching a lady, is it because of what you have that the person is and accepting you or what?
I get you, I feel you.
Because of what you have.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you need to be in disguise to test the waters.
Some CIA stuff, huh?
Correct. CIA stuff. when he approaches the lady, mm-hmm. and the lady is okay with him, you know that yes, this lady fell for you based on what he saw, your current position, not because of you having this, you having that. But if the lady's lifestyle is putting him off, then he's been a coward.
Wow.
I mean, now you'll be fantastic straight with it.
I agree with you.
He should go straight in his current state. When you have the car later on, you know that, yes, you had car, not because you wanted to have car because of the lady. And the lady would also know where you are coming from.
Sir.
You are a focused guy and you are trying to make life. Why should you worry about car? Car will come in its right time.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the best time for him to tell the lady, to get her loyalty. My words. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for the sound advice. Thank you, boss. I hope a lot of people were listening to this because people don't really get this kind of, you know. Wow. Thank you to my caller who didn't show his identity. Am I speaking with Eric? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you, sir? I'm doing wonderful, my dear.
Yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing fabulous. It's raining. I can bully fly Nemo boy here and everything. I'm happy. Yeah. Eric, share your thoughts on what we're discussing. I'd really want to hear from you.
Like my brother said, the first caller, he has everything. Yeah, he has everything. But now, how old is this gentleman we are talking about here?
He didn't mention his age, Joe.
I said some time ago on this same platform that people who bring their stories for publications and all that, they should try and add their ages so that at least we will know where we are heading to. We will know that, oh, we are dealing with a child, an adult, or something. Do you get me?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. First of all, I'm not sure you are in love because of looks. Do you get it?
Yes, I do. Like,
yeah. It looks like, but there are people in the church who are doing packaging.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm doing packaging. I'm coming to church maybe every day, every Sunday in a vehicle. do you know where I get a vehicle from? You need to master courage to get closer, to know the real person I am. You get it?
Yes, please, I do.
If you don't master the courage and then go closer to her, you'll be sitting elsewhere and be talking about looks. She looks this, she looks that. That is not how we... Okay, for some people, once they see people like that, they think, hey, Charlie, this person is coming from a very high background or something. But then it takes only courage to do whatever you like. You get me? So he should try and master courage and then get closer to the lady and stop with the loose, the way she has packaged herself and this and that. Maybe, like my brother said, you don't go into the relationship because of she's driving in a car and you don't have a car. When you get closer and she accepts you, who knows? The car will come automatically and you wouldn't even know where the car is coming from. You should just master courage and approach the lady and stop this love and big high profile thing. I think he's being childish. He should master courage. He's a guy. He's a man.
Yes, he should master courage. Yeah.
Yeah. He should try and master courage and stop this. I see this to be child's talk. Or, sorry to say, a loose talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if he's really serious, he should master the courage. That's the word, courage. He should master it and then move closer to the lady, talk to her, man to woman. He should let the lady know that, yeah, he's serious. He's not in to do Jack, where are you, or play around. If really he's serious, he should move. He should move. Yeah. So that's what I would say.
Thank you so much, Eric. Thank you so much. I like what the first caller said, and I like what Eric is also saying. Noon, how are you?
I have no idea.
Oh. My boss, how are you? Again, let me ask again.
I'm fine.
I want to be careful. So when I'm driving, I'm passing by, you don't come in, you know.
You are running away.
Yes, sir. I am running away, sir. Run. I don't want any trouble,
guy.
Sir.
Nah, I'm a cool guy, so don't run away.
You're a cool guy, eh?
Yeah, I'm cool.
What do you think about the situation?
This issue is serious.
Mm-hmm.
People is watching how somebody have before approach.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, Charlie. I don't know if it's because it's how we've grown up or we think money is everything.
Uh-huh. Nah.
Yes, my dear.
If you see somebody have a car,
mm-hmm.
you want to approach her or him. If the car is not the person yours, what do you do? What do you do?
I don't know, my guy.
Then you have to stop this and watch the character.
The character.
The character. Nah. The character. Character. Don't watch. Well, if you come to my church, they are watching. If you have a car, they are come to you. But if you are walking on the ground, one day you will be
Oh, that one, you're not going to mind yourself. I'm poor, how not to do it. I just want to suffer. Hey, nah. I didn't come to suffer. Oh, hello.
Yeah, you have to stop that thing. It's not good. You look for the person.
Mm-hmm. The character is what you look out for.
Yes, I'm telling you now.
Oh, how? What is that?
Yes. Yes, but who are good to a bad bar?
Mhm.
Yes. But who are good to a rock on a back? Who are a good person? What is that?
Yes, please.
I have issues, so I want to talk to you. So I don't know how.
You know what? Send us a message. You know the WhatsApp number, right? I'll reach out to you, okay?
Okay, I'll
thank you so much, my darling. And I have Justice on the line. Hello, boss. How are you?
Hello, now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, say. I hope you're safe wherever you are.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Good. Justice, what do you think? You think he's also blamed? He's being childish?
You see, the thing is, first of all, mm-hmm. he has to establish the year he completed university.
Oh.
Because these are some, like, the way he's talking, it seems he completed university 2 years ago.
Oh, Justice.
Listen. Now, if you are a fully grown man, how do you think of, you know, buying a car before you approach a lady? It's a childish talk. If you're a man...
Oh, wow.
No, if you're a man, just approach the girl head on. You understand? Why should you wait for a car before you approach a lady? No matter how high a lady is, when you go direct, you have to be direct with her.
Mm-hmm.
This and this and this and that. And then she will understand you. But you want to buy a car before you approach her. By the time you buy the car, somebody has already taken her.
Thank you, sir.
You get it.
So I do. Yeah, I do.
I'm sure the girl completed university 2 years ago.
Oh, but that's one day. It's too much. Oh, maybe Justice.
She's probably 20. No, listen, man. She's probably 28. If you're fully grown, man, you don't be thinking of, oh, let me get a car before.
Hey, my guy.
Most of them is packaging. When you talk to her, when you know her state of mind, that is when you know, hey, where they're in a year, hey,
mm-hmm.
okay, then you back up. Just approach her, like listen to her state of mind, what she wants, her long term goals, her short term goals.
Mm-hmm.
Just listen, and then, I mean, if she, look, if a lady likes you, no matter how, if a lady likes you, it doesn't matter the car you drive.
Yes, sir.
If a lady likes you, it doesn't matter the car you drive. You can be walking, and then a lady driving a Land Cruiser will like you if you approach her the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And the two of your energy matches. It's as simple as that. You should wait. I want the location of the church.
Ah, Justice, what kind of life is this? What is this? But it's true, because as you they watch him, somebody else is also watching her.
You are not the only one watching.
Yes.
He is not the only one watching. So if he doesn't approach, and then later you approach,
you're too late. I just said yes to your friend. No, we knew. Yes.
As you are watching, somebody is watching.
Definitely.
We are all watching.
Mm-hmm. The way Jess is already asking for the location of the church, yeah.
Yes, I just want the location.
I'll send you the location of the church. Thank you so much, Justice. I have Pastor on the line. Hello, Pastor. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Presna. How are you?
I'm very happy this afternoon because people are making me laugh. So I'm very happy. What about you?
Presna, I hope
yes, my dear.
I hope this guy is not going to church because of this lady.
Hey, what can I say more? Maybe he goes there to spy it. But, you know, she's still leading people into God's house in the end of the tree. And I also say,
it's normal, nah.
Mm-hmm.
It's normal. But, nah, I believe once you see love, we should bring transparency to the table. And that will bring the trust to you. I think this guy, you see someone you love, but he should get to know whom this lady is,
mm-hmm.
and what he, as a man, he is looking forward in a woman. I can see fear is keeping him from approaching her,
mm-hmm.
but he should be a man and go. tell the lady your feelings. You shouldn't go that I don't have a car and I see the class that this lady is. Maybe she's having a high class more than me. Maybe this lady is also looking for someone. Maybe he also having someone. So he should get close to the lady. Be a friend, a good friend to this lady. Is there that you will know whom this lady actually is.
Mm-hmm.
The character will speak to you. Everything you need to know before proposing love to the person.
Yeah.
You go in. Because this lady, you don't know her. You don't know much about her. And most ladies, if you are going straight, I love you. It looks something for them.
Yeah, it's too strange. You just meet me and after 2 days, strange. I love you.
Yeah, so you come in as a friend. Is there you get to know where this lady is even coming from? The family, the friends. Before you move in as love, we don't just go straight. Hey, my dear, I like you. No, it seems something different for me.
Mm-hmm.
So he should take his time to read this lady, to know the qualities. You know, women too who looks very expensive, in their ways, they want to maintain the level they are.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are going in as a man also, know that there are certain things. If this lady approves the love right now, the lady wants to always look neat as you've been seeing her always.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So know that there are certain things too you need to buy. There are certain things. Don't let her even ask you everything. Before, as you see her, she looks very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
You also, you put in something. You shouldn't come here and be saying this lady is demanding too much. You know the class before going in. He is saying the lady looks very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know the class. You know what this lady, the level she is in. So you also have to come in your level that will suit her. Ladies also have the aspect. If they meet the aspect, they are okay. So now she should get to know this lady very well before proposing love to her.
Okay.
I'm out.
Thank you so much, Pasolo. I like what he's saying. Like you're saying, she looks expensive and everything. I have Kelly on the line. Hello, Kelly. Good afternoon.
Hi, I'm being fine.
Oh, wonderful. Go ahead, Kelly.
Fine. The guy is he's just lacking self-confidence.
Self-confidence.
Because the callers are not looking at that. But I'm seeing the guy is just lacking self-confidence. If you like someone, if the person is in a plane or in a Bugatti, you should just have the confidence to approach the person. Sometimes, it's a self-confidence for me. It's vice versa. Sometimes, with a guy too, we have money, some girl is in one corner, but he's afraid that he will just approach us because of what you drive. And sometimes, the girl is driving car, sometimes it's not hers. But because mm-hmm. of the car, you are backing off. But sometimes, you can just approach the person and see that, oh, if it will work. And if you don't approach, how will you know it will work or not? And you are just laying back. And people are in the church. Nice guys are in the church.
Most definitely.
They're having the confidence. They'll approach and you later, if you don't take it, you can go to church again. I'm very serious.
Yeah.
Because of what, I'm having one experience with my friend. A girl was in our church. The guy was lacking some self-confidence. Later, one guy just came to the church like 2-3 months. And he got married to the girl.
Wow.
Because you didn't have the confidence to approach the girl too was waiting for someone to come and marry her. And one guy just came to the church like 3-4 months. Like 1-2 years, he just got married to the girl.
Wow.
And later the guy was confessing to my friends and I was like, you like the girl, you should approach the girl.
You should have said something. Yeah.
Because of the self-confidence, someone just came to take the match away.
Wow.
So if the guy is listening to me, if you have self-confidence, approach the person. No pressure. Don't go and rent a car or you say you wait like 4 or 5 years to buy a car. Later, if you go and buy the car and someone comes to buy it again, because of the pressure, you bought the car and someone has carried the babe away. Mm-hmm. If you just have self-confidence, just move to the lady and see if it will work.
Okay. Thank you so much, Kelly. She can hear you. Let me get into some of the messages. And now Marco says, try to be friends with her and know her well, because if you rush it will end in tears. Stylo Boy says, go ahead and tell her you want to harvest a pan. Hey, Rade, what kind of this thing line is? I want to harvest you. Wow. Got a new line. Obapa Simishej. Hey, baby girl. Boss, please, we are calm and soft-hearted on the inside. Why? Just come. Hey, baby girl of life. Ratty Benner says, I see a lot of guys saying, just tell her this and that. If it were them, they will be shaking for God knows how long to make that approach. My advice is cut your coat according to your size. Daniel Mentor Alex says, I had the same fear when I first met my wife, but I mustered courage, and today we are married with two beautiful children. Just man up. She may secretly like you too. Christine Yami says, I had the same lady in my church, but the day she told me, it's been 2 to 3 years since a guy approached her with love or relationship. I was shocked. Most of such ladies are suffering. Oh, they're not suffering. Probably just not, you know, people just keep running away. Isaac McDolick says, it's called packaging, dude. Just man up and approach her. Most of them are all well-mannered and understanding. Kaka De Don says, maybe her clothes are just yinilo national high. Cantamato first election. Boss, will gather vim and approach her before next Sunday. You will find her on the front seat of Junior Pastor Mike's. Oh God, I love my listeners. Okay. Just tell her that your mind, that you're falling for her and you want her to be your future wife. Just be real. If she likes you too, she'll accept it. That's one of the messages coming through. Now, I agree with most of the callers. First of all, the first caller didn't want to disclose his name. At this point in your life, this is just my two cents on this. You are you. You're growing up. You're coming up. And you're working hard. This is where you know whether a woman likes you or not. And she'll like you for you. And I agree with that one. Finding self-confidence is very, very important. Because one of the things that makes a woman like a man is how you approach. Sometimes men do it wrongly. They approach and then they pick up an arrogance. Like, you know, they want to, whilst they're talking to, trying to be condescending. No, just be confident in yourself and say, hey, hi, my name is so-and-so-and-so. I've been seeing her and it's been nice to get to know you. And first off, get to know her for her. Be friends with her. Maybe you might have been watching her for a year or two and you're falling for her. But before you jump and say, be nice to her. Be thoughtful. Ask your friends. You're getting to know her and her character. Like some of the callers said, knowing her character is very, very important. Because you can't just go with the butterflies in your stomach. And then that means you're blind. You can't see anything else. As you draw closer, you get to know her, you speak to her, get to know her mind, her state, where she is at, if there's somebody in her life. And you can start off from friendship, because some of the things that start off from friendship will tell you whether she's yours or not. Aside that is just it. Find the confidence, because you're not the only one paying attention to her. I'm sure 4 or 5 guys have also spotted and go like, Charlie, something's not about the cow. Far from it. Somebody who is genuine, somebody who would be kind, somebody who would be consistent. So if you have those things within you, my guy, you're wasting time. Don't stay too long and think that because you need to buy a car first. Probably not. See, some of us ladies know how we buy our things, so share. Today we'll buy certain things for this time around. Next time we don't wear, but we know how to arrange and share them. And then we look good, because it's very important to look very good. It's not about branding. Looking good and looking not acceptable, looking proper is the ish. Trust me. And that's her standard. As you're watching, you see how she is before you get there. You're picking a few steps. Oh, she's prim and proper. She's so and so and so. So when you get closer to her, you are building the information, the backlog for you to decide if you want her or not. Find the confidence. Just approach. Just first thing you can say is hi. Use that time when the pastor says, walk to 5 people and say, welcome to church. Use that opportunity to say hello to her. Smile. Be nice. Start from there. That's all you need. You don't need to buy a car first. Be friends with her. And that's my 2 cents. Thank you so much for joining us on Candid on the Absolute Definition. I know the weather is a bit, you know, nice. As you're driving, drive safely. Wear your seatbelt. If it's raining heavily, wherever you are, find shelter, please. It's very, very important. Please, when you get home, some of us will be drinking hot tea. Try, if you got beaten by the rain, find somewhere. Find some dry clothes and keep yourself warm, you know. I don't want you getting sick. No, not at all. Big thank you going out to the entire crew to... Hey, what's going on there? Yeah, this Nigerian guy doesn't understand it. His head is too hard. Call him for me. It's time for your show. Come inside. Come and do your show. What is that? Eh, what? I will tell the listeners what you are... Should I tell them what you are doing? He's been disturbing Noella for the past 1 hour. Noella is tired. Ah, what is all this? You are killing my cousin's market.
Who's your cousin?
He's very...
What's his name?
I don't know. But you're killing him.
No, Noella...
Dude, you've been disturbing her.
Please, Kini, talk to her.
That what?
I have been having a discussion.
About what?
A fruitful discussion.
You know I'm the love doctor, so talk to me.
It's about production.
About production? What kind of production?
My show.
Your show production?
Yes. We're discussing, strategies and how we could
I want to tell you my mind in Yoruba. Okay.
What?
Say this guy.
What's your mind? Tell me.
Wiri
me?
Lori Brooklyn.
I take him. As long as I can go back to my discussion.
No, you're not going back to your discussion. It's time for your show.
What time?
It's 3 o'clock.
2:30? My show?
But you hear the Nigerian guy. He's called ETI. He'll be up here at 3 to 4 p.m. bringing very great music, great conversation. Uh-huh. You know, I like your interaction with the listeners. Oh, it's very nice.
I love it. Thank you, darling. But for now, I have business to take care of.
Kini business.
I gotta go.
You don't have any business. I will do a video and post it and show people what you're doing.
No, this is very serious business.
I want to call your particular name in Gam, but I'm afraid.
Don't call it.
As you didn't call it.
Call me Yoruba.
As you go in Yoruba.
I'll take that one.
You take that one.
Yoruba.
Yeah.
No, Yoruba is
I hear your new name is Odogu.
Not lie, they are lying.
Odogu Malay.
They are lying. Odogu Malay, I beg. They are lying.
Who is lying?
Biggie. Who said that? You. No, Biggie.
I trust Biggie with everything, and I trust Fantastic.
You trust Biggie?
And Fantastic. They should know where I'm coming from. Yeah, but they say you are for the streak. It's not street, you're for the streak.
I'm a nice guy.
Please, no.
You know, I don't cause trouble. I don't cause problems. I let things flow. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
any which way.
Any which way and away. Even up your way and away.
I love ETI. I love his energy and everything.
Hey!
Did you eat washi today?
No, I ate yam and egg sauce and what else? Chicken.
And chicken.
Over here, just...
Yeah, I know.
Down here.
I know. Yeah, I know your favorite place. And you eat more Ghanaian foods than any Ghanaian. You like wache, you like yam.
My favorite. I can eat wache every day of my life.
Okay. They say I should sack you from the studio and go and get ready for your show.
Biggie, somebody sack me.
Yeah.
I should come back there. Now you are talking.
I tried to keep the guy away from whatever was happening. You are actually pulling him back there. I'm going to have fun in the production area with my people. Thank you guys so much for joining us. And I call Melabi to Arnold, DJ Fantastic, Fly Nima Boy, to Polo. He was on social media. Big shouts going out to Rapture. My name is Ajile Dogu. It's raining, so I'm going to hang out with the guys. Be safe. My name is Ajile Dogo. I'll be back tomorrow with so much more for you on the Afternoon Definition. Don't forget, we're open to anything. Be safe, be kind to yourself. I'm out.